operating budget request. Take it away, staff.
Great. Thanks, Madam Vice Chair. This is Nate Pamplin, and have for you four additional supplemental operating budget requests for your consideration. As background, the Commission adopted the majority of our operating budget requests at your August 2nd meeting. Since that time, we've been closing out the 17-19 biennium. Some additional bills have been coming in and seeing some additional cost increases, as well as we've had some fires this summer. And so let me walk you through these four packages. The first three are maintenance level requests. So this is the pretty standard routine request for just when costs of doing business have gone up. The first package has to do with the Department of Enterprise Services and our motor pool leases. We lease almost 900 vehicles throughout the agency. Previously, in our lease rate, DES would provide us the first 500 miles as part of the base lease cost, and then if there was an overage above 500 miles, then we had a per mile rate that we would need to pay. The base rate has gone up. We saw that in the 1921 budget, but then we received a note from DES that said they are going to cease providing us the first 500 miles as part of the base lease cost. And so just doing the algebra across the vehicles and the monthly mileage and looking at our average for the 500 miles, we're looking at a pretty sizable increase at the tune of $328,000 per year cost increase. And so we've developed a package to that effect. We've talked to OFM to see if this was something that was eligible, if other state agencies were also submitting. It sounds like there are a number of other agencies that will be pursuing this as well. So I was hoping to see just a broader state government request, but it looks like each agency is kind of on their own to submit for this package. Moving on to the second package is increased cost for utilities at our hatcheries, at our 80 facilities. This is everything from electricity and gas, sewer and garbage and heating oil, et cetera. Pretty sizable facilities, a lot of utility needs. We spend over $3 million per biennium on utilities, and this is just the base increase for utilities that have gone up. Part of this is when we pursued the funding for new hatchery production, we included the cost for the utilities, but this would be, the rates have now gone up, and so not only has the rates gone up for the existing production, but we also have new production where the new rates applied to that as well. So we're requesting $220,000 per year as a maintenance level cost, and to have that booked as ongoing. The final maintenance level request has to do with a fire that occurred in late June at Lower Crab Creek, burned over 20,000 acres. We received a proviso every year for wildfire suppression. We were able to accrue a portion of that to move forward across biennial lines, but we're requesting $488,000 for a one-time bill in this next fiscal or this current fiscal year to pay for suppression costs. And just to note, this is pretty standard for us, but this is a number that tends to move around a little bit once we see the final bill from fire responders. So I'll pause there to see if there's any questions about those three maintenance level requests before I jump to the performance level piece.
Are there any questions for Nate on the maintenance level additions? Okay, go ahead, Nate.
Okay, the shifting to performance level package, so this has to do with more of a policy level request, where it's essentially at the discretion of the legislature to see, hey, is this something that folks are wanting to fund? And I'll just offer my own editorial here. It's a little bit disappointing. We have tried for years to have both fire suppression and the actual habitat recovery be considered as just part of a maintenance level request. The gatekeeper gatekeepers tend to separate these. So we're able to submit the fire suppression as maintenance level, but they're teeing up the habitat recovery as a choice for the legislature, whether or not they want to go in and do rehab on those wildlife areas that have been burned. We've always viewed it as part of the same project cost, but it gets split out from a budget mechanical aspect. So this request is for $400,000 to do habitat treatment on 30,000 acres across six wildlife areas that were burned this summer. Some were in late June, that's the Lower Crab Creek fire, and then through the month of July, another 10,000 acres across five wildlife areas. So that, and that would just be for a one-time line item request for the current fiscal year. So that concludes my presentation, Madam Vice Chair. I'm happy to field any questions.
Are there any questions for Nate on this additional request? Okay, hearing none, I do have a question. Nate, this is not specific exactly to this request, but I understood that we were in discussion with OFM to include some of the other what were being considered performance level, but we were asking them to consider them maintenance, big chunk of money for things like COLAs and other ancillary charges that all agencies have to do. Was there a decision by OFM about whether those could be considered maintenance in this new budget request or not?
So thanks, Madam Vice Chair. We have had discussions with OFM. We indicated that was what we were proposing to the commission for August 2nd. We were told that we couldn't do that. So we did ask for the COLAs, or we're submitting a request based on the commission approval for COLAs for both fiscal years for wildlife state and federal funding to backfill with state general fund. That'll be something that the governor's office will review, and we hope based on the earlier conversations that they will approve our request.
Thanks, Nate, and my apologies to everybody else. Turns out that you miss a lot when you miss a commission meeting. So thanks for the answer to that. Is there any further questions? If not, it's time for a motion.
Commissioner McIsaac.
Go ahead, Commissioner McIsaac.
Thank you, Madam Vice Chair. I'd move to approve the four additional supplemental operating budget requests as proposed by staff, with allowance for minor adjustments as staff prepare final documents for submittal to the governor's office.
Is there a second?
Commissioner Anderson seconds.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we give final approval to the budget requests as they've been submitted. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor of this motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Same sign. The motion is